Governor Tom Wolf plans to make recommendations for dealing with Pennsylvania's municipal pension problem. He hasn't provided details or a timeline. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Preverty reports, in the meantime, state and municipal officials continue to worry and brainstorm about the issue, and some of the discussion highlights the city-suburb divide.
So here's part of the problem. Many communities have dwindling resources to pay increasingly expensive retirement benefits to police officers, firefighters, and municipal workers, but they're contractually bound to do so. One bill introduced recently would attempt to address that in the future by changing union contract negotiation laws. Elon Herr, who's second in command at the state's Association for Township Supervisors, ticks off some of the main issues highlighted by the legislation. Couple big ones. First, don't have the arbitration hearings behind closed doors. Have them in open session and make sure their decision spells out how exactly they considered the municipality's financial position.
Certain things should be public.
Herr's standing in the lobby of the Hershey Lodge during the group's annual meeting. Day two opened with remarks from the governor. Before Wolf began, association staffers said they hoped he'd talk about pensions, ideally calming their fears about being worse off from any major changes enacted at the state level. But Wolf didn't mention pensions. That's partly because he's not quite ready.
I want to come up with a proposal that I think is actually helpful, not ideological.
The Commonwealth's collective municipal pension shortfall is concentrated in its urban population centers. But regardless of where, Wolf also seemed to reject the prospect of throwing cash at the problem, with straight-up bailouts or giving more state aid to the least solvent pension funds. That's not exactly the fear in places where pension funds are healthy, says Herr.
Their concern is that the state will say we're now all in one system, so those who have excess money will go to help bail out those who have not funded as well.
Nothing's been formally advanced in the legislature that would force or encourage the consolidation of municipal pension funds, but two separate measures soon will be, according to Rick Schutler, Herr's counterpart at the Pennsylvania League of Municipalities. Schutler says his organization isn't in favor of consolidation, but the Commonwealth leads the country with more than 2,200 defined benefit retirement plans for local governments. Stephen Ide is a research fellow at the conservative-leaning think tank, the Manhattan Institute. Ide says with hundreds of municipal pension funds, taxpayers often lose money covering separate management fees, and combining resources would mean more investment options. But he notes the political difficulty entailed in a mass merger.
The question that has been raised is, shouldn't we consolidate small pension systems? And the tension in that question is between effective government and also self-government.
It remains to be seen how far the consolidation proposals will actually go once they're introduced in the Pennsylvania legislature. House Speaker Mike Terzai addressed the crowd after Wolf and did talk about municipal pensions. Specifically, he touched on the need for consequences for the distressed funds, which many in his audience of township leaders prefer to think of as a city issue. Terzai also wants to empower more municipalities to choose to offer defined contribution plans which don't promise to pay out set amounts during retirement.
I do think that distress funds in the end need to be required to go to a defined contribution plan.
That's also not included in bills introduced, but Terzai says there are more plans in the works. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.